Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Chaf Aleph, the first daf of the third parak, but first we have to finish up the second parak. Again, today's shiur is sponsored in memory of Dr. Milton Cook, Moshe ben Yosef Zal, whose dedication and vision of Torah education for his family has been rewarded with grandchildren and great-grandchildren following B'derech HaTorah. So that is in memory of Dr. Milton Cook, Moshe ben Yosef Zal, whose yard set, I think, is Tezayin. Tezayin. Okay, so let's get back to Chaf Amud Beis. Again, the last cycle, I think I left off a little bit up on Amud Beis, so we'll start with there. By the words, Umima Hemni, about the fifth or sixth wide line, towards the end of the line on Chaf Amud Beis. Umi Mehemni. Umi Mehemni, says the Gemara, talking about if a woman says certain types of statements about Maris, is she believed? Does she have the Ne'emanus in this context? So the Gemara says, because we're talking about Yalsa and the wife of Rabbi Nachman, and there were different situations where she said this is the type of stain that was that this rabbi said tar v'chulu, as we'll get to a similar shaklavatari in a minute. So let's just start from where we're up to. Umimahemni, in the Gemara says, yes, a woman is believed to give, so to speak, testimony about different types of stains or different colors, different sizes. Vatanya, after all, we learned in the Brisa, Ne'emenes Isha Lomar, Kazera Isiv Yavadativ. A woman is believed to say that this is the type of stain Yavadativ. Let's say a woman has a bedika and she lost it, and she goes to the rabbi. The rabbi has 15 different examples and of stains. That's the one, just like that one. Kazera Isiv. I saw like that one. Yavadativ, I lost it. So she's believed. So you see a woman has Ne'emanus, a certain level of Ne'emanus in this area. Again, it's more than Eidech HaNemem Yisurin. It's Davar Shebe'er Erva. You know, that's assuming that need is in the world of Arayos, which we discussed back on Daf Beis in the Hakdama to the Masechta. But again, there's a certain type of Ne'emanus, and the woman has that Ne'emanus. Says the Gemara, Ibay Luhu. What about a related point? Kazeh Tiher Ishploni Chachamahu. What if Sarah comes to Rachel and shows her a kesem, and Rachel says, oh, so-and-so posek said to me that that type of stain is tohar. Does that work? Is that okay? Is she ne'emanis to say that this is the type of stain that so-and-so says was okay? So Tashmas, Lamar says, yeah, ne'emanis isha lomar kazeris avadativ. We just said a woman has ne'emanis in terms of in the world of ksamim. So, or even in the world of bedikas, in the world of ne'emanus when it comes to hilchas nida. So, is there a difference between this is the type of color and it was lost versus so and so told me? So, shiny hasam delasala kama. Maybe it's a big difference. Where the stain was lost, then there's a problem. I'm saying, therefore, you don't have any other way to solve the situations. That's why she's ne'emanus. But here, maybe you have to go to the rabbi. You have to go somewhere. She gets a ploni chacham tiher. Right, there's a way out. There's another option. There's an efshel avarer, and therefore it wouldn't be allowed. And you can't compare the two cases. In general, the poskim say that if there is some type of bedika, some type of shayla, you know, one has to be very careful to try not to lose it. If a woman does a bedika and then she puts it away to show her husband, to show her posek, and then it gets lost, that's a serious issue. Because if she has no idea whether it was tamei or tar, there's a good chance it was tamei. Then generally, yesh lahachmir. One has to be machmir if it was lost. Some poskim suggest, or my force mentions this, that if there's a type of double suffix, let's say a woman wasn't sure about the size and wasn't sure about the color, double sveikos before she lost it. So then there is flexibility, some flexibility. But again, losing stains is not a good is a problem, and therefore one should make sure to put it in a way where it won't get thrown out by people cleaning up, put it in a place where it is safe. Good, Tashma, let's try again to bring a raya about her ne'emanis, quoting the story that we had earlier. Yalsa, Aisal Dama, Lakamid Rabba Rachana. Yalsa brought the dam in front of Rabba Rachana, and again, the discussion of the postkin, why didn't she just give it to her husband? But either way, she brought it for Tamei Lay. And Rabba Barbar Chana said it is Tamei. Lakamid Rav Yitzchak, where did Rav Yehuda? Vidachila. In front of a different rabbi, and he said it was Tahora. So the question is, how did Rav Yitzchak or Rav Yehuda do this? Now, once v'hatanya k'chacham shetime ein chaver ashoy l'tayer, as we asked up above, once one rabbi says tameh, another rabbi can't say tahar. So how did this second rabbi, how did Rav Yitzchak b'reid Rav Yehuda change the psak v'chulu v'yamrinan timuyehu mitamila We say that really he at first was metame, kivan to amrale, but once she told him the whole prayer to call yoma medachila ki hagavna. Well, the first rabbi always says this type of stain, this type of color is tar to me. V'ha'idnu d'chashbeine, but today he had trouble with his eyes. And that's why he said, Tame, so he learned the whole background, so that's why the second rabbi changed the psak, because he figured that the first psak wasn't really a correct psak. Hadar Dachila. But that's the story. But what do you see from there? That the second posek trusted the woman in saying the whole story, that usually the man, this rabbi is Matayar, and then today he was Matame. Sa'ama Mehemnala. So again, we see that she has a ne'emanis. So the Gemara answers, no, Rav Yitzchak bar Yehuda agamre samach. The really, the second posek wasn't being so mech on her words that, oh, so-and-so rabbi usually says tar, but today he said tame. I mean, that could be, but the reason he was metar was because he knew himself that this was a tahar spot. Right, Rashi, agamri samich, depshitale de tar. He knew that it was tar. Vahai dahavi metame meikara. Why did he say tame meikara? Mishim kvodo de rava rachana. Go to the covenant of the first rabbi. If he really had a suffix about the color, maybe he wouldn't have trusted her to say, oh, so-and-so rabbi said it was a tar. So there's no raya from that case, but it is an important case in general. The sugya of not paskening once another rabbi paskened differently, that is an interesting sugya in the Rishonim. Two different svaras given. Rashi here says the more pashut svara. Rashi says it's covered. If one rabbi says one way, it's not right for me to say the other way. Kavod HaRishonim. Right, but there's a very different svara given in the Ritva. The Ritva in Avodah Zarah on Dav Zayin. Where the Ritva says, Pirish. This Gemara appears there too. Lo yishal ha-chacham v'yitar v'yachacham v'asar. Lo yishal ha-chacham v'yatar. There are different formulations about, is it asar for the rabbi or is it asar for the questioner? Once the questioner gets an answer, you can't go kula shopping. You have to get an answer, you get an answer. But it's also also for the rabbi once he knows. So says the Ritva, Pirish, Lo tema, lo yisha lechatchila dafka, umishem kavod arishon. It's not just because of kavod, and therefore, don't do it. If you did it, okay, you got the second answer, it's okay. No, it's not only lechatchila. Ela afilu bidieved, imshal ein taraso ve'etero shel achron klum. Wow, why should that be? If you ask a second person, then the heter and the tara doesn't have effect. To kivan to kama chacham v'roi lahora kishahora aleho lasor latuma shavye chaticha de isura. Wow, gets into the sugya of shavye anafshe, which means I have established this as a status of iser. Right, the sugya in the first parak of Ksubis and many other places, Shavi Anafshe, Chaticha Isura, I've accepted this as Isser. So, says the Ritva, once the first posek paskin in a certain way, Lasar Olatame, that's it. Can't change that because Shavi Anafshe, Chaticha, the Isura. They have put a status, so to speak. Right, there are Gemaras that talk about there are certain rabbis that wouldn't eat from a piece of meat that had a shiloh on it. Even though it was nit, it was the question was asked and it was tar. There's something about this piece of meat that even had the shiloh. Okay, that's a chumrah. But that's what the Gemara says here. That's what the Ritva says here in terms of shavi nafshe chaticha di isura. And that's what's one nafkamina bidieved, right? What if it was done? Could you rely on the second psak? According to Rashi, yes. According to the Ritva, no. What about some achronim ask? What if the second rabbi is clearly a greater rabbi in a different league? The first rabbi was what we might call a minor leaguer. But the second rabbi was the Gadol Hadar. So there's an idea of kavod, but what if everybody realizes that the second rabbi deserves more kavod? And he realizes that maybe the first rabbi, you know, is not on the same level. That might be another nafkamina. According to the Ritva, still aser. According to Rashi, maybe not. What if the first rabbi wants to change his own mind? Right? Does that make a difference? Again, according to the Ritva, might not make a difference. It's still usser. Once it's shavi anafshe, unless he gives some type of excuse that you know he was mistaken at the beginning, he didn't know of a factor, and that could change things. So again, as we'll see soon. But again, there are other fascinating nafkaminas relating to this. What about the opposite direction? What if the first one was said tahar or mutter? And then the second one wants to be more machmir. So according to Rashi, you cannot go to the second one, kavod harishonim, even if you're chumrah shopping. There are some people out there that chumrah shop, which is also inappropriate. The Gemara talks about both kula shopping and chumra shopping are inappropriate. One's a fool, one's evil. But, you know, we have to go and try to get the honest answer of what, of what's. But again, that's another nafkamina. If the first one said Torah, according to the Ritva, wouldn't it be a problem? You don't have a status of shavya anaf shechaticha dehatera, that we don't have that. We only have chaticha disura. Again, all of these halachas are quoted in Yaradeya, in Hilchas Kvod Rabba over Talmud Chacham. The Simon Reish Membeis, the Shulchan Aruch says that, Sif Lamed Aleph, just we'll get to the middle, but the beginning starts off, Kol Talmud Chacham Shib De Osav Mechuvanos, Eino Medaber Befnei Misha Gadu Meno Bechachma, Av Misha Lolomad Meno Klum. If you're a real Talmud Chacham, you're not going to talk in front of somebody who's bigger than you, even though he's not your Rebbe, even though you never learned anything from him. Rama, Vein Adam Lahoros Ad Arboim Shana, Im Yesh Gadol Mimenu Ba'ir Afal Pisha Eino Rabo, 40 years old, comes up in a number of sources. There are some Kabbalistic sources about not learning Kabbalah until one is 40. So Chacham She'asar Ein Chaveiro Rashoi Lahatir. This is the Rama. A Chacham that was Oser, his friend, a fellow colleague, cannot be Matir. And then the Shach quotes, Afilu Hitir Eino Mutar. He quotes that in the name of the Ravid. That's like following the Ritva. Ein Chaveiro Rashoi Lahatir Mishikol Hadas. Based on his own figuring out, his own evaluation. Avalam Yeshlo Kabbalah Shata. If he thinks that the first rabbi made a mistake, it's not a shikol hadas where it could go either way. He thinks Imamish made a mistake. O Shata Bidvar Mishnah, or it's clear. Yuchal Lahatir, then the second rabbi can, if it's clearly a mistake. Vavilam Ta'ab Shikol Hadas, Yochal Lisa Veliti Nimamorash Yachzerbo. You can go talk to the first rabbi and discuss it with him. And see if he's going to change his mind. But lachain ain't iser lishol l'sheni ubavashi odio so sekvar ho rishon lasar. That is why the Ramah paskins. If you're going to go to the second rabbi, so then it's okay to go to the second rabbi as long as you told the second rabbi what the first rabbi said, and therefore it's not a lack of he knows, and it's his, he's kind of not going to change the psak unless he talks to him. Bafilo hiter arishon vikvar chala ho raso ain l'sheni lasar mikoch shikol adas. The opposite is true also. But it's true also, says the Rama. Again, there's a lot here. Yeah, but generally, one shouldn't be asking Shilas, you know, the same Shila over and over again. Sometimes there are those that go over and say, what would you say in this case? Not that I'm really asking. I just want to know what you would say in this case. And kind of they're, okay, if I get a good answer, I'm going to ask you the question. And if not, right? We have to be honest with our Avodas Hashem and, in this context. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rebbe, Ra Damba Laila Vitime. Rebbe Danasi got a Mara to look at. He saw it at night, Vitime, and he said, Tame, Ra Ba Yom Vitir. Then the next morning, he looked at it again, and he was Matayer. Why? Maybe he felt that during the night he didn't get a good look. Often, if there's a Mara brought at night, a posik will say, you know, let's look at it tomorrow. Let me look at it. The daytime is always better. So here too, he's on the morning mitar. But then he looked at it again an hour later, and then he said tame again. Why did he say tame again? Rashi says chazavatime kasal kedaitach delo chazar v'ra'ahu. The hava means that he didn't look at it a third time and see something changed. Ela me'elav chazarbo. He just said to himself, you know what? How could I say Torah in the morning? I said Tomei last night. Maybe I made a mistake. You know what? Just keep it as Tomei. That's the Havamina. That he said that Me'elov. V'timei desavar shema emesh Tomei have v'yachshav sheyavash nishtana mimariso. He tried a little bit, but maybe last night Mamish it was Tomei. Mimashah elo emesh. V'ilo hayalach kemitchi laso havi nira Tomei. And if it's still moist, then it would appear Tomei, so he was chozerbo. So he said Tomei at night, he said Torah in the morning, and then he changed his mind without looking at it again. Omar, he says, step four, Oili Shema Ta'isi. Maybe I made a mistake. Maybe it's tar now. So maybe I shouldn't be changing it. So the Gemara says, Shema Ta'isi. Vadeta. What do you mean maybe he made a mistake? Right now it looks tar to him. And now he's just changing because maybe it was different earlier? That's Vadai a mistake. Why? Titanya. Lo Yomer Chacham. Ilo Hayalach Hayavadai Tameh. A rabbi can't say, oh, if it would be moist, so then it would be Tameh. If this, if that. No. Elo, what's the rule? Elo Amar. Elo Ladayan Elamashi Navroos. Right? That's said in this context, even though it's used in many, many contexts. That phrase is taken out of context. The Dayan has to pass based on what's in front of his eyes. And therefore, if right now you see tahar, it's tahar. You can't second guess and say, oh, if it would still be like I saw last night you saw it at night, it wasn't full lighting, and therefore, saying it in the morning, and therefore, Rebbe was vadai toa. So what does it mean, shema toa? So the Gemara says, meikara achas gebetame. At night, this is what really happened. He said, Tame, given the chazal at Safra, the Ishtani, since in the morning you saw it, it changed, and it was tar, amar vale tar, ave. Ubalaila hu taklo is chazi shapir. He says, oh, it must be tar, and that I didn't see well. But then he looked at it a third time. It's not that it was me'elaha. Kivan the chazal, the other Ishtani, looked at it a third time, and he saw again it was still changing. Amar, he says, you know what? If it's still changing, it must have changed from last night too. Hi, tamehu umefakech chutaka mefakech vasel. It keeps getting a little lighter and changing, and therefore it is different, right? When do we say ein lo ladanim alashen of roos hechad lo achs gikshu lach v'lo idmi leketame? Right, it means where there was no changing, and you just see it in front of you. As Rashi says, Talo Achse, he didn't have it in the first time and it was Lach, and it didn't appear Tame in the first place, meaning in a regular case, a rabbi gets a kesem, he has to paskin based on it. Oh, what would it look like? And if it was moist, right now you look at it and that's it. Good. 2 points. Number one, often a posik will say, let me look at it in the morning, which is fine, because we know that ksamim often look better in the daytime, rather than during using artificial light, even though certain great poskim have certain different types of lights to use. But in general, we're going to see in the Gemara B'Hashem later today, the sunlight, shaded sunlight, is really the best. And therefore, one could say, I'm going to look at this later. That's okay. Right? That's not, changing or tricking anything, because the halacha is by re'iosing samim to look at it in certain ways. And you could say, I'm going to wait on this and see what I could do. But we already mentioned, I think, two shiur ago, but just mention it again, because it comes up here. The chumra of the Bach. The Bach has a chumra at the beginning of Kuf Peches that a dayan should not, a posek, shouldn't look at a kesem while it's moist. One should wait until it dries. That's the chumra of the Bach. Chumra of the Bach at the beginning of Kuf Pei Ches. His son-in-law, the Taz, quotes this chumra and argues. He quotes, Isha Shayatza Mimena Smichas. I'm sorry, the first part of that Taz is about thick white. That's what we discussed at the beginning of the parak. And then the second part of that Bach is this other chumra and Od Himsi Mari Chami, chumra achas. The Kshiyavo are Yorak Valava Levne Amore Bodolach, Lo Yorak Bachis Yabesh. Because the Lefamim it could change. The Dvarf Temuim. And he says, I don't know what he's talking about, says the Taz. Why do you have to wait? And he says, the Gemara says, Beferish, you don't have to wait. Which Gemara? Our Gemara. I'm not going to say anything about having to wait. It says, Ein lo ladayin em al hashen of Roos. Maybe Brisa Shema Beferish, lo yomar chacham, ilu hayalach hayavadai tamei, elam rinan, Ein lo ladayin em al hashen of Roos. Im keinu adin lehevich. Ein lo elam hashen of Roos, kishihu lach. You can look at it now. Uminalan lachalik misvara. Right, how do you, as far, and then he quotes our other Gemara about Rebbe, Vadeta, and Rashi quotes. He quotes our Rashi here that we just read. Hare lefanenu, delefizeh ra'a Rebbe hadam b'layla kshulach. Rebbe saw it at night. V'lo ayachash l'roso ba'odolach shem achshav nira lotar, ulo macha yira lotar kishis yabesh. Doesn't say anything that Rebbe waited. V'zeh usfar kayam afo devrei maskanashah. That didn't change. Ela pashich lo chashin lozeh tegam bozeh in l'dayna malasha'in of roos. Right, that's it. He argues on his father-in-law. Again, if one wants to wait, as we just said, that's okay. But it's not that there's an isser to see it when it's moist. So in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah Shlomim, one of the Mefarshim here, still quotes a Raya Mefureshes from a different Gemara against the Bach. Beginning of Brachas. David HaMelech, beginning of Brachas. What does David say? When he's boasting, so to speak, that the other kings wake up very late and they have hangovers, and I wake up early and I'm being ghost-sick in important things. What's the language of the Gemara? Amar David, lo chasid ani v'yadai muluchleches bidam u'bishvir u'bishilya k'dei latari shalabayla. We've quoted that last lashon, the Noda Behuda's diak, that is weighted, latayar. But what does it say here? My hands are dirty. Yadei melechlechos. Sounds like it's wet. Sounds like it's moist. Right? You don't wait till it. Hare lahed yadav kshu adayin lach, yicholon liros, kidei latayara debi yavesh, lo shayach yadei melechlechos. V'kal lohavin. This is the Torah Shlomim, there in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's continue. Rebbe, third to last line. Rebbe badak la'aranir. Rebbe, he used to use a candle to look at the Ksamim. Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi, Badik, Biyomim, Unan, Beni Amude. He looked outside on cloudy days, Beni Amude, between the pillars. Amar of Ami, Bar Shmuel, Vakulanim, Botchnosan, Ella, Bein Chama, Letzel. Look at it between the, meaning Beni Amudim, that's the language used in Brachas also, in the Reis Medrash. Right, that they learn Bein Amudim. The Gemara says there in the beginning of Brachas. Bein Amudim, Rashi says here, Hecha de Garsi, where he used to learn. V'yava gadolekan hara kulihai. Even though it's not so much light there, but it was good enough for him. And then the Gemara says that Rev Ami Bar Shmuel used to be bodeg. Rav Nachman Amar Baravua bechama ubitzel yado. Some type of shaded sunlight, right? Rashi knows in yado keneged chama al adam umeitzel. Sometimes mamish directly in the sunlight makes it to look even a little redder. So that's why it's not good to look at it in direct sunlight. But shaded sunlight, daytime light, that's really the best to look at it again. And that goes even bizman hazeh, not just bizman hagamar. Okay. Okay, mazuk shnei chalakim. So the next item on the list of the in the Mishnah back on Daf Yud Tesef on Aleph, the different colors. So the last one on the list was like diluted wine. 2/3 water, 1/3 wine from Sharon. Yayin Sharoni. That was the last tummy color that was mentioned in the Mishnah. So kmazuk shnei chalakim v'chulu tana Sharoni nidon kekarmeli chai v'lo mazuk. Hasharoni nida karmeli chai. So what do you treat it as? It's the same color as undiluted wine from the Carmel. V'lo mazuk. So if you want to use Carmel wine, you can, as long as it's not diluted. Chadash v'lo yashan, as long as it's chadash and not yashan. Okay, gives us another color to look at. Amar Rav Yisrael bar Avudimi v'kulani both knotzen ela b'kos tferia pashut. And which cup do you put it in when you compare to the colors, to the reds? You have to use a simple kosferia rashi as in shel zechuchis, pashut. Simple, a simple clear glass. My taima, amar abayel, shel kol olam kulo, because why? Why do you have to use that one? Because the other ones, machzik log, osen oso, mimana. Those other ones, if it holds a log, then use the weight of a mana to make it. Shnei lugin, osen oso mimasayim. And if it's two lugin, you have to use thicker. Kostveria pashut, afilu machzik shnei lugin osen osa mimana. You always make it very thin, and therefore it'll give the truest color. Vaidi the kolish yadia beitfe, because it's thin, that's why it would be you'd be able to know it, and therefore it is okay, and that's what you can use. That's what you should use. Okay, adulah chalayad again. But as we've said, the misora is that we don't paskin reds, red versus red, all red, all hues of red are tamei bizman hazeh. Generally, but again, the issues that come up all the time are brown, is this brown or red, is this pinkish, those are the colors, orangish, a little bit different colors, again, that one does shemesh for, to be able to paskin in this area. Okay, third parak, which as we'll see, we're going to have some agadata in this parak. Some famous agadata in this parak we'll have, learning Torah in utero, and when does the neshama, that's all the way at the end of the parak, not the lama lama beis, but L'Shem will get there. Says the Gemara now, Hamapelas Chaticha. So if a woman has a mass of something that comes out of her, and we're not sure, is this a birth? Right, if this is a birth of some kind, then she is not Tamei Nida. This is only Tamei Leida, if it's a birth. If it's not a birth, so then is it Dam Nida? Is she a Nida? Is she nothing? Is something just came out? So that's the Shaila here, many questions and Sveikos. So Amepel Schaticha, Imi Yeshima Dam Tameya. If there is Dam that comes out with it, then she's Tamei at least Mishum Nida, Rashi Mishum Nida. Because this chaticha, we don't assume is a birth, it's just a mass of something, mass of material and mucus, and maybe it was something unformed, but it was too early to call it a leida. And therefore, if there's dam that comes with it, then she's tamei mishum nida. V'im lav tahora. If it's a dry mass, no dam that comes out with it, then she is tahora. Tahora is not a birth, and there's no dam, so therefore she's not a nida. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, benkach v'benkach tameya. She is tameya even if there's no liquid that comes out with it, if there's no dam that comes out with it, and we'll see why in the Gemara what the machlokas is between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Number one, hamapeles kamin klipa, kamin saora. What if what comes out of her, she literally miscarries, mapeles, but that's the question, is it a miscarriage? So a type of klipa, type of shell or peel, kimin sara, some hair, kimin afar, kimin yavhushin, like little bugs, adumim, they're all red, tatalamayim, put them in water and do the test. Imni mochu, if it disintegrates and goes into the water, tamea, then we have to assume that this is real damnida, and therefore it's tame. V'imlav tahora, and if not, then it's tahora, and we assume it came from somewhere else. Didn't come from the makar, and therefore she is not a dam, she is not a anida. Hamapelas kamin dagim chagavim shkatzim urmasim, if she's mapil, some type of form, fish, grasshopper, shkatzim urmasim, imi shimayim dam tamea, v'imlav tahora. So again, those are just like the chaticha. Right, they're not considered a leida, and therefore, it depends if there is dam with them or not. That is for sure not a vlad. Sure not a vlad. Good. The Rambam, by the way, says, all of these are possible. The Rambam says, just because you haven't heard of any of these terrible miscarriages, don't think it's not possible. The Rambam, using his medical knowledge, the Rambam says, here in the Pirshei Mishnayos, below you supak besichlecha, don't have any sveikas in your seichel. Shehu nimna mitzad hateva sheyeled adam komash zachar tipo. Right? Don't think that it's impossible. Rachmana litzlan. Avol ze efshar v'kfar heidu yoser mize v'kasvu habilosofim mashehu zor yoser mikol eleho enyanim hativiyim kulam hochim al arov v'yipol behem azaris v'haplia of halacha kachachamim. Okay, but either way, the Rambam says that these are possible of different things coming out of the woman. So again, that's all. Mapelas dogam chagamim v'chulu. Well, what about this case? Mapelas bin behema chayev oaf. What if the hapala is in the form of an animal? Chayev oaf. Bein tmei and bein tar. It doesn't matter if it's kosher or non-kosher animals. That is considered a leida, according to this shita. Im zachar, if it's a male animal, teshiv la zachar, then the woman has 7 and 33. 7 days of tumah, 33 days of tara. Im nekeva, teshiv la nekeva, and if it's a female, then she fits for a female. Vim any adua, and if you're not sure what the gender is, teshiv la zachar v'la nekeva. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Meir says, they be machri, meaning you take the, you make tumah of a female, and you made tara of a male. Or you're machmir in both directions. A woman, a girl, a female baby has more you made tumah, so 14 days, and then a boy only has less tara days, so we're machmir in both directions, because we don't know. We know it was a leida, but we don't know what it was, and therefore you're machmir in both directions. That is the shita of Rabbi Meir. Meir says, if it's mapilas behema chayva of, then you have to be it is a leita. V'chachamim omrim, kol she'ein bo mitzuras adam ein ovlad. We pass on like the chachamim. If it doesn't have the tzur of a person, it's not a vlad. It's not a leita. And therefore, one doesn't have to, you know, doesn't have a tzur of a person. And therefore, one doesn't have to be choshesh for the days of, for the days of tumah v'tara, or the halachas of leita. The Tshuva Me'ava, one of the Talmidim of the Noda Bihuda, was asked, what about this type of a leida, and there seems to be a life in it. If it's not a leida, so is there no issue of ritzicha by this type of birth? If it's kamin behema, so he was asked that. B'yal chelak alef simin nun gimel. B'yal da zachar v'lo demus adam v'chaya. Im muter lahamis havlad al yidei grama. Reisha amro kol she'enu mitzuras adam eino vlad. So he says no. He says, "Lo amru kein al inyan she'inimu tumei leida, avalo leinyan l'sabiv lo misa." And there are other reasons that there are different areas of halacha. We can't compare tumas leida and abortion, and or even ritzicha, right? And therefore, even though it says kol she'inu mitzuras adam eino leida, that's only regarding this area of halacha. Right? We mentioned in the past the discussion of the achronim about what about a being that was created through a Sefer HaYetzirah. Also, does it have Tzuras Adam? Maybe that's more Tzuras Adam, but less Tzuras Adam. But the Chacham Tzvi, remember Tzadi Gimel. Nistapakti. He was not asked this Shaila. He just had the suffix. Nistapakti, Adam Anotzar de Sefer HaYetzirah. Ka'osa Shamar B'Sanhedrin. Like the Gemara, he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samachay. Rava Bra Gavra. Rava created a person. Right, a golem, whatever you want to call it. V'chein he'idu al zekeinai hagon marenor belio. Avbezid al kashos chelm. He quotes an earlier, ancestor. He quotes in the footnotes here. Hagon ha'kodesh ha'nikra b'fi kol rebeliyohu bal shem. V'yuyam ha'shikas ha'chida, shilas yavetz. Okay, but he quotes there, that this was done. So, mimitz tarif la'asar l'advarim shebekdusha. Could you count a person, in quotes, that was created through Sefer Yetzirah for a minyan? It's great, like the Amora and the time they, you're short one, nobody's coming, okay, I'll make somebody. Right, is that okay? Can you do that? Kigon Kadesh v'Kedusha. Mi Amrinon, Kibon Techsiv v'Nes Kadash, Yibosok B'nei Yisrael, Lo Mitztarev. Is this B'toch B'nei Yisrael? No. O Dilma, Kibon Techaybalon B'Sanhedrin, HaMegadol Yosom B'sok Beso, Ma'ale Alav HaKosav Kilu Yoldo. There are halachic parents. You don't need biological parents. If somebody raises orphans, it's Ki'ilu, that's their parent. Right, if somebody teaches somebody Torah, it's Ki'ilu, they're the father. So here, if somebody was created by Sefer Yetzirah, Midasiv, Chulu, and he quotes, Hachanami, Kivin Shemaisi Yedem Shal Sadikim, who, Havile Bechal, Bnei Yisrael, Shemaisi Yedem Shal Sadikim, Hein Hein Told Olsam. So says, Chacham Svi, I don't think so. Because of that Gemara in Sanhedrin. Remember that Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says that one of the Amoraim created a, being, and then Reb Zera found him, and started talking to him and realized that this is not a person because they can't communicate. They just like walk around, so he says, Min Chavra'a, Tuv La'afrach. He says, go back to the dirt. And he killed him. I wouldn't say it's a him. He killed this being. So says the Chacham Svi, if you can either kill the person, you shouldn't be able to count him for a minion. But still, why would you destroy him? So it's fascinating. What about, it says, Dafka, Adam, Anote, Toch Adam, right? That's, sometimes we have test tube babies, Bizman Azeh, right? Created and then put back into the woman. But either way, this is the Chacham Svi. Again, I must discuss Chacham Svi, his son, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, right? The Sheilas Yavetz also discussed this in Chelik Beisim and Pebeis. Again, related issues, related to Kol She'ein Bo Mitzuras Adam. He might have a Tzuras Adam. Either way. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So what's this, going back to the first machlokas? What was the first machlokas in the Mishnah? If there was just a mass that comes out, the Tanakhama says, it depends if there was dam that came out with it. If there was dam that came out with it, then it's not a Leida, but if there's dam that comes out with it, she's an Ida. Rabbi Yehuda says, she's an Ida no matter what, even if there was no dam. So Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, a couple of suggestions, what the machlokas is about. Number one, Amar Yehuda Meshmuel. Luti Mir Rabbi Yehuda. When does Rabbi Yehuda say Tame? Even if there's no dam, Ela Bachaticha Shal Baraminei Damim. If the mass is the color of one of the four problematic damim, one of the four reds, that's where, and black is really one of them. That's why it's four and not five. But only if the mass is one of those colors. So then we assume this is somehow, solidified dam, and therefore she's Tame Mishum Nida. Aval Kol Shar Minei Damim Torah. But if it's one of the other colors, that just like dam would be tahar, so to the mass is tahar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Shalabas, mini damim divrei kol tamei. Everybody would agree that if it's one of those colors, even the Tadakama would say tamei. Shal shar mini damim divrei kol tahora. Other damim for sure. Lo nechleku elashi pila veini yodas mei pila. Even though it doesn't sound that way, but the machlokas in the Mishnah in the first case is a case of suffik. What if the mass is no longer there, it was thrown out or something? Rabbi Yehuda savar zil basa rov chatichos. Rabbi Yehuda says you go after rov, the rov chatichos shall arbas bini damim havim. Rabbi Yehuda says most masses are the colors of those four, and therefore that's why he says benkach l'benkach tame. For Rabbanan savri, lo amini rov chatichos shall arbas bini damim. Chavim say, don't say that. You don't know, you're not going to be metame mishum safek. But really, according to this version, everybody agrees. If you know it's one of the four, it's Tame even without Dam. And if it's not one of the four, then it's not Tame. The only Machlokas is a case of Suffolk. Ask all the Rishonim here. According to the Rabbanan, you're Mitahir? At least it should be a Suffolk, no? You don't know. You don't know if she's Tame Mishum Nida or not. You don't know what the color was. So we're so confident that we're just going to say Tahar? How could that be? Tosfos implicitly asked that question. Tosfos implicitly asked that question. He asked a different one. He says, why don't you see if it's in Rosh Hashanah? It should be Tameh. Right? That's why Tosfos, Neima, Pagul Paga, Vadei Tameh, Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos says, even Reb Yehuda, it's not a Vadei. Even Reb Yehuda, it's a Safek. So the Rabbanan are one step below that. If Reb Yehuda says it's a Safek, the Rabbanan say, one step under that. If you look in the Rashba asked this question, and he says, the Isha is a Cheskas Tara. That's what overrides. The Isha Zu Bechez, the Mishum, the Messiah Lechazaka, the Isha Zu Bechez Kastara Omedes, Ha'amidena Al Chazkasa. The Rashba quotes that. He doesn't like that approach, but then he quotes Tosas' approach. Different day is that are here in the poskim. The Chashukah Chemed here discusses, oh, this is a machlokas and metzias. Rabbi Yehuda says, rover like this color. The Rabbanan say, rover not like this color. It has to be something halachic, not just, the metzias. And he discusses that. Feel free to look in the Chashukah Chemed here. So Gemara says, Eini. So we have this statement of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel explaining the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, really? Eini, is that really true? Everybody agrees if it's one of the four colors is Tamei and not as tar. V'yakiyasa, Rav Oshia mina harda, and Rav Oshia came from Narada. I see asa va'aisi mastisa biyadeh. He brought the following brisa. Hamapeles chaticha. Aduma, shechora, yeroka, lavana. If a woman is mapeles, one of these four colors. So the first two are tamei colors, the last two are tar colors. Imyeshi madam tamei avim lav tahora. So Tanakama says there, it depends if there's dam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bengach Bengach Tameya. So you see, it's the same machlokas, but it's beferish against how the way Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel explained it. Kasha l'shmuel b'chada. It's kasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, it's kasha in one case, because Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel said that Rabbi Yehuda was only metame by the four, but the others tar, but here he's tame even by the four. L'Rabbi Yochanan betarti. According to Rabbi Yochanan, both sides are problematic. Because Rabbi Yochanan said everybody agrees if they're bad colors or good colors. So what do you do with this brisa according to Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel or according to Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara says, L'Shmuel b'chada da'amar. Oh, the Gemara first explains the question. Da'amar Shmuel lo timei Rabbi Yehuda ela b'chaticha shel arba minei damim. He says the only machloke, the Rabbi Yehuda only was matami by those four colors. Faktani, and the brisa says, Yeruka v'levana, upalag Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says tamei even by the non-four colors. V'chitema ki palag Rabbi Yehuda a'aduma u'shechora. And if you want to say Rabbi Yehuda only is arguing on those two, v'ayiruka v'levana lo, ela yuruka v'levana l'maiktani la. See, if he's not arguing on those, so what are they mentioned in the brisa for? Ilemar a'rabanan. What, it's the Rabbanan that would say Tahar? What do you even have to say that? Hashta adumu shchorim etari Rabbanan. Yeruk v'levanim ibai. You don't need the colors of Yaruk and Levana there because the Rabbanan say Tahar even by Adom and Shachar. So why are these two colors in the Braisa? El alav l'Rabbi Yehuda. It must be for Rabbi Yehuda. Upalig, and he argues. And he says, Tamei, even these non-problematic colors. Kasha. So according to Shmuel, it doesn't work. Uvisu, l'Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Shalar Bas Bine Damim Devei Akol Tameya. Rabbi Yochanan said that everybody agrees by these four Tamei, Haktani Adum V'Shchor U'Paligi Rabbanan. Rabbanan say Tor. V'chitei Makib Ligi Rabbanan Yerokam V'Levana. Aval Adum V'Shchor Lo. And if you want to say they're only arguing on the Yorok and Lovan, but not on the others, El Adum V'Shchor L'Maktani La. Then what are red and black doing there? Ilema Rabbi Yehuda. What, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that they're Tamei? Hashi Yerukam Levana Tameya. Adum V'shchor Mibayi. El Lav Rabbanan U'pligi. So we're stuck. This brisa does not fit in according to Rabbi Yochanan's pshat or according to Shmuel's pshat. So we have another pshat explaining what is the root of the machlokas. Not a case of Safek, Mapeles, Ela Amr of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Be'efshar L'psichas HaKever B'lo Dam. The machlokas is something that we're going to have three other times in this besechta. The principle of, do we assume that when the uterus opens, when the uterus ejects something, can it open and not eject dam? Is that possible? Or if there's a certain percentage, can we say that the percentage is halachically negligible? If we want to say it as in a halachic way, that's the sukya. Is it efshar l'psichas hakever below dam? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's efshar. If the uterus opens, so then there's dam that comes out. And therefore, in our case, where there's a mass that comes out, vade tamei. Because the mass came from the uterus, we assume, and therefore, efshar, that even though you don't see dam, it's only if there was, even though you don't see dam, there was dam there. And therefore, you can say tamei, period. Unlike the Tanakama would say no. Efshar l'psichas hakever below dam, and therefore, if you don't see dam, you don't have to assume that she is a nida. Good. There are major discussions regarding the sugya of Efshal Psichas HaKever below dam or not. First of all, the Rush here quotes the She'iltos. Do you only say this by a birth or by a regular nida? Here we're talking about Leda. That's the context where this comes up. So the Rush quotes the She'iltos who limits it. He says, dafka, by a birth. And the Rosh says, valesa, it's not true. Doesn't matter if it's a birth where it might open wider or not. Alma ein chilek be nigmeres suras avla, the lo nigmara. Right, if you say, ef shal psichas kefer below dam, it's any type of psichas a kefer. That's point number one, that you don't need gemar tzura. You don't need gemar tzura and a full-fledged. That's what the Baal Amor also writes in the Bali and Efesh. Number one. Number two, big sugya lamaisa. The no de Yehuda, yaradeya tinyana, simin kuf chaf. What about psichas a kefer mi bachutz? Our Gemara is all about psichas a kefer from within. What if there's an external opener, right? There's an instrument that a doctor puts in to open the kever. Do you also say there, E.F. Shalab Sikhas Kever Balodam? Or is it only from within? Rather, No the Behuda assumes there's no chilik. No the Behuda says, from outside also. V'she'el l'shni asher sh'al. Ein chilik bein grama psicha hi mi bifnim u bein grama psicha hu mi b'chutz. Sh'arofi hechnes etzba'o o ezekli u pasach p'ya makar. Gam ein chilik bein im hi yalda o zakeda musulek azvidame o mweres u'minika. Tamid im psichas akever blow dam. That's the no de Behuda. Makes no difference whether it's a kli, whether it's a finger, anything, even if it's external. Chassam Sofer and others wonder, a finger? How deep can even a doctor... generally on a bdika, you know, test. He says, how is that possible? And what's the halachas? The Chassam Sofer, the Chayadim quote that maybe it's impossible for an etzba to cause psichas akever. But again, the Aruch HaShulchan says though that lamaskana we should be machmer. And that's why often, you know, the doctors have to know what is called psichas akever. How wide of a diameter is the kli that they're using? From doctors, Shomei Halacha doctors know exactly the shiurim that are given by the poskim, and they know this instrument is very, very thin, tiny, how many millimeters, and you have to know what's called psichas akever, because if there is psichas akever, we often would be machmir. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Kuf Peches, V'chalila lo markein v'da. Some say that psicha mi bachutz is Lakula, and he says the Khalil Lomar Kane, Vadraba, Yotzer Mistaver, it's even more Mistaver. Tide Psychas Chutz Yoser Goreim She Yored Adami Bifnim, Bikifiasher Tigrom Yitzias Chaticha Mi Bifnim. He thinks even Mistaver to say it's even more of a chance that Dam would come out. And then he quotes from the Noda Behuda, the Chas Vashalom Lomar Lakula Bazeh, Varak Shamati Mi Pirofe Mumche. I heard from an expert doctor, says the Aruch HaShulchan, 120 years ago, she'ein machnisen ha-melkachayim shalahem rak ad apruzdar v'lamala mizeh. These tools that they'll melkachayim only go until the cervix, but not the uterus. If kein lo shayach v'zeh psichas akever, then it's like to talk about it. V'davar zetzer v'trishim chakirim en arofim. You have to know. If there are instruments that can go further in, melkachayim, you know, might be too big, but if there are a thinner ones, smaller ones, so then one would have to be careful. Also, a big discussion, yeshem psichas kever below dam tamei, or can there be dam that comes out but that is tahar? Also a question. And then finally, just al derech malitza, the Chassam Sofer writes, he has a tshuva, shin lamed aleph. How important is it for a person to own their own grave? Gemara Baba Basra, that sounds like it's a bizarre not to be buried in your own grave. So he talks about people paying for their own graves. He says, that's the minug. People buy even the Ani Yisrael, we make sure that he has his own grave. And he says, al derech malitza, ef shel psichas hakever below damim. Right, it's impossible to open up a kever without paying for it. Below damim. So, al derech malitza, he says that, but he quotes from the Gemara in Baba Basra Kuf Yud Beis, nimsa tzadik kever bekever shein shelo. It's not appropriate. Then he goes through Avram Avinu and Parshas Chayesara and all the like. Again, a very fascinating tshuva. Yaradeya Shin Lamed Aleph. Shin Lamed Aleph. The Noda Behuda quoted this tshuva. Cheshvan in Shin Lamed Aleph. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Ubi Plotus L'Machlokas. The Mishnah is about Psichas HaKever. Tanakama says it's possible, and the Rav Yehuda says not. Ubi Plotus Tani Tanoi, and the Machlokas is the same as the following machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, kashta shtayim l'shlishi pila, a woman has labor pains for 2 days, and on the third day she had a birth of some kind, l'shlishi pila, and we don't know. If it was a birth, then you could say the first 2 days were related to the birth, and therefore it doesn't cause her any problems. If it wasn't a birth, then she has 3 days of her iya, she's a zava. So, which is it? She doesn't know if it was a nefel or it was ruach ba'alma. So, hareza a suffix leida, suffix ziva. You don't know if it was a suffix leida, suffix ziva. You don't know. And therefore, it had to be machmir all around. Right? If it was a vlad, if she had a baby, then there's a leida and there's no ziva. And even if she sees the dam, you know, it's three. It's leida. And if it wasn't a vlad and she saw dam with the leida, then she's a zava gemura. And if it wasn't a vlad and she didn't see dam, then she's nothing. So then what is it? Rashi explains here. So what does she do? Maybe a carbon, maybe no nechal. She has to bring a carbon. She brings a chatas of a bala safek, and then it's not eaten. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, maybe a carbon v'nechal. She yashla psichas akever below dam. If she something came out that was psichas akever, then she could even eat it, and you assume it was a leida, and therefore it can be eaten. Lishna achrina. So we're about to have the same conversation, next 10, 15 lines, but just different people. Lishna achrina. Amri la amr v'yudah mershua lo timei Rabbi Yehuda el v'chaticha shalaba mine damim. Aval shar kol shar mine damim tahora. As we said earlier, according to Shmuel says, the machlokas is only about the four. But if it's Sharmini Damim, even Rabbi Yehuda says Tahora. Eini v'haki asa Rav Oshi min Arda asa v'aisi masisa b'yadei. But didn't Rav Oshi bring a brisa? Hamapelas chaticha adum u'shchor yiroka v'levana imishim adam tamea v'im laf Tahora Rabbi Yehuda omar bekach v'enkach tamea. Same exact brisa that we said earlier. K'tani adum u'shchor yiroka v'levana u'palag Rabbi Yehuda. It quotes all four colors, and Rabbi Yehuda so argues. So it's a kash on Shmuel. And if you want to interpret the brisa, so Yehuda is only arguing on the red and black. So then why does the brisa mention those colors? That's no chiddush. Does it? Is there a havamina? So it must be those colors are in there for Rabbi Yehuda shita upalig. And you see, he argues. It's Kashan Shmuel, Se'ela, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan is the one that gives this answer. Not the Rabbi Yochanan giving a different answer. Elam Rabbi Yochanan, Be'efshel, Psichas Akever, Belodam Kamiflagi. That's the Machlokas. Ubi Plugta, Dani Tanoi. Similar to this Machlokas. Titania, as we quoted up above. Kashan Shtayim, Shlishi, Pila, Vinyadas, Me, Pila. She has 2 days of labor pain, and she doesn't know if she had a birth or not. Ariza Suffolk Leda, Suffolk Zivo, Mavia Carbon, Ve'eno, Ne'echal. Rabbi Shomer, Mavia Carbon, Ve'nechal. Lefishi Yeshe, Lepsichas Akever, below Dam. Fine, so the same Gemara quoted, just with different people. Tana Rabbana, Anamapeles Chaticha, Subchas Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Meir, Ve'chein Hayer, Mishum, Menasi Omer, Kidvarav, Kara. There's a test that you do if this mass comes out. Im Yesh Dam Betocha Tameya. If there is dam inside of it, then it's tamei, even if there was no dam outside of it. That's sumchis, so he's somewhat more machmir. Sumchis is the name of Rabbi Meir, because you could do a test. V'im lav Torah. There's no dam inside of it, tar. Kerabanan, it's like the Rabbanan Shita, meaning dam outside of it. If you don't have dam outside of it, then it is lakula. But v'yadifa midi Rabbanan. But it's more chumer than the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan say, if there's no dam outside of it, then it's tahar. Sumchis says, no, you have to check inside. Kerabana damar efshel psichas akever below dam, and therefore if there's no dam outside, so then it is tar, v'yatifa midi rabana, but it's more machmer also. T'inu savri ima in betochalo, the rabana say only with the mass, but not inside. Sumchis samar afilu betocha, even if there's dam betocha, still tamei mishum nida. Good, one brisa. We added on shita to our Mishnah. V'tanya idach, another brisa. V'elz chaticha, revach amar kara, im tocha ma'adim. Even more machmir. If the inside has a reddish color, tamea, v'im lav tahora. Kesumchas v'yadiva misumchas. Right, this is even more machmir than sumchas. Sumchas says inside is a problem, but only if there's dam inside. And this shita says that, revacha says, no, even if it's just red inside. V'tanya idach, a third brisa. V'elz chaticha, rebinyamin omer kara, im yesh ba etzem imo tmeya leida. If there's a bone, then you could assume this was a birth, and therefore she's tmeya leida. Everything up till now was thinking that she's going to be tamei nida. But here, Rabbi Yamin says, leida. Amar av chizda ubechaticha levana. As long as the mass has a whitish hue, so it can be related to a human being, so that's where we say, that's where Rabbi Yamin says that a bone would be a reflection of a leida. V'chein ki yasa zuka dimin chadiv, Asa va'aisi masnisa biyadei. They came and brought a brisa. Mavelas chaticha levana kara. Miyesh ba'etzem imo tmei aleda. They put him together. Amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum mishum mayachai. Hamapelas chaticha kara. As we said up above, miyesh ba'dam agur tmeia. If there is a collection of dam, not just a drop, dam agur. There's a collection of dam tamea v'imav tahora. Kisumchis v'kila mikolu. It likes sumchis that it's even inside, but it's more meka like any of the opinions of checking inside. You can't just have the color. You can't just have some dam. You have to have a collection of dam inside. Period. New topic, very also lamaisa related to what we were just talking about. What happens if a woman sees dam in a tube? That means, what happens if dam goes from inside the uterus to outside the woman's body? Is there an idea of a woman becoming tamea mishum nida? Does it have to touch the sides of the woman's body as it comes out? What if it's removed? Right? Tamea, dam bishvoferes. Bivsara amar rachmana v'lo bishvoferes. Do we say only bivsara has to touch the sides of her as it comes out, v'lo bishvoferes, and not through shvoferes? Why is that? Again, two different days in the Rishonim. Rashi says chatitza. Chatitza, it has to touch, right? Or the other Rishonim say, the Rush quotes that, ein derech ru'iyah bakach. Ein derech ru'iyah bakach. Again, it comes up by a leida too, right? What happens if the doctors are extracting the baby? So if cesarean, that's one set of shilas. But what about if they use some type of tongs, some type of instrument, that they take the baby out and the baby does not touch the sides of the rechem as it comes out? Major pidyon haben shilas. Is it derech rechem if it never touches? So again, serious shilas, different types of tools that are discussed by the poskim. Again, the poskim discuss everything. So it's related to this, though. Bivsara marachman of lobish faferes, o dilma, or do we say, no, Bivsara is teaching me something else. Bivsara mi boyalesh matama mi bifnim kimi bachutz. Bivsara teaches me that a nida already becomes tamei right when the dam is ne'ekar from the uterus, even if it's still inside. Right? Unlike Balkeri or Izav, that it's only once it comes out, like we had earlier in the Masechta, that if he feels it coming out, he should try to hold it in so that Truma doesn't become tamei. That's the Shiloh. What about dam bishvoferes? Amar le bivsara amar rachman avalo bishvoferes. So, Tzad 1. Di bivsara, because if it's bivsara, mi boy leishim atama bifnim kibachutz. If it's just for that, imkeini makra bisara. My bivsara shabbin atarti. So you can learn both. Good. But what, you're telling me that it has to touch the sides to be damnida? But what about what we were just talking about? Didn't Rav Shumma Yechai say, I'm a pelas chaticha kara mish dam, but dam agur, tamei avim laf tahora? So you see there could be dam inside. So why is shvoferes worse? Answer the Gemara, it is worse. Hachi ashta. Hasam darka shalisha leros dam chaticha. Over there, the woman sees dam in the chaticha, and one might say that the chaticha is even part of the dam. Rashi, min bemino lo chayitz. It's really one unit. If there's dam inside, so we could view the outside shell, so to speak, as part of the dam, an extension of the dam. Or at least not chotzeitz. Maybe it's not dam, but it's not dam. And therefore, min bemino lo chotzeitz, Rashi says. Again, a big topic. Hacha in darka shalisha leros dam bishvoferes. But here, it's not the derech of a woman to see dam bishvoferes. That's an external type of item, and therefore it is something that would cause prevent the regular halachas of nida to apply. So lema shoferes tanoi. Maybe this whole thing is a machlokas tanoim. The idea of dam bishvoferes. Detanya hamapelas chaticha aval bisha medley adam, related to what we were just talking about. Where's the dam when it comes out in the chaticha? If a woman is mapelas a mass, aval bisha medley adam, even if it's full of dam, imishim adam tmei avim lav tahora. It's got to be outside the mass. If it's not outside the mass, so then it's not going to be maker anita. Rabbi Eliezer Omer bivsara v'lo b'shvir v'lo b'chaticha. Rabbi Eliezer says it has to be on her basar. Sounds like the same thing. Rabbi Eliezer Hainatanakama. What's the difference between those two opinions? It sounds like it has to be outside. So ema shet Rabbi Eliezer Omer bivsara v'lo b'shvir v'lo b'chaticha. You're right. So far, there's only one shita. Rabbi Eliezer holds right that it has to touch the body. V'chachamim omrim ein ze dam nida el adam chaticha. No, this is, if it's inside, it's only dam chaticha. So again, Tanakama nami tiri mitar. What's the difference? All these opinions seem like they're saying the same thing. That has to be outside. Ella da pali paluye kibenayu. The chilik is where there's a mass, but there are cracks in the mass. And therefore, dam could be on the edge and touching the outside. That's the machlokas. Tanakama sarar biv sarar velo bishir velo bachaticha. It has to be actually on a basar and not in a mass. Fuadin lishfaferes. And it can't be in a chaticha, and the same thing with a shvoferes. Vahani mili, and that's also where it would not be tame. Vahani mili hechadashia, but the Tanakhama says this is only where it is smooth. Rashi, vahadam betocha lo naga. Doesn't touch the outside at all. Avopali peluye tameya. But if the dam is in these little cracks and it touches the rechem, that would be enough to be tameya. My taimei bivsara karina bay. That's enough. V'yasi rabbanan lemeimar avagad depali puluye. The rabbanan would say, no, that's not good enough. It's still in the mass. Ein ze dam nida la dam chaticha. That's still dam chaticha. Ha dam nida vade tame afilu. I'm sorry. So ha dam nida vade tame afilu b'shavar esnami. Right. So the mashma that the rabbanim would say, even though there are cracks in there, it would not be dam nida, but it would be dam chaticha. So it wouldn't be a chatitza issue, but. The Gemara continues, Hadam Nida, Vade Tam, Afilu B'Shafer Esnami. But if it was actual Dam Nida, it wouldn't be Dam Chaticha, then it would be a problem even without touching. So maybe this Machlokes is a Machlokes about Shofares. So Gemara answers, no. Amar Abaye B'Shofares Kuli Amadol Pligi to Tahora. It could be that by Shofares, everybody agreed Tahor, right, even the Rabbanan, Ki Pligi B'Chaticha. The Machlokes is about Chaticha. Mar Savar, Darka Shlisha, Leroz Dam B'Chaticha, Mar Savar, Ein Darka Shlisha, Leroz Dam B'Chaticha. Okay, there's a lot more there, but again, Min Bamino Ein Achotzeis is a fascinating discussion. Also, comes up in many areas of Halacha, but again, we'll have to stop. We'll have to stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored in memory of Dr. Milton Cook, Moshe Ben Yosef Zal, whose dedication and vision of Torah education for his family has been rewarded with grandchildren and great-grandchildren following B'derech HaTorah. Also, just to mention, again, we're planning, B'ezras Hashem, the Siyum for this Siyum slash Shir get-together for all of those, the Chevra that listen to the Shirim. So again, the big Siyum of the Aguda is on January 1st, that Wednesday. That Thursday, the following day, Thursday night, January 2nd in the Young Israel of West Hempstead, 8:15-ish or so, we hope to have a Shir Siyum get-together for all of those who can make it. But B'ezras Hashem, the week afterwards, later in the week afterwards, around January 9th or so, we hope to have a Siyum here in Eretz Yisrael for all of those here in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we will stop here. And again, the OU is also running programs on that Sunday, January 4th, where Brachas Dav Beis, where I'll be at a program in Teaneck in the morning that Sunday, and Rabbi Elephant will be at a program in the Five Towns. Okay, we'll stop here.